Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Le'Veon Bell has made Antonio Brown old news by agreeing to go to the New York Jets.
And at 4 o'clock this afternoon, the fortunes of many will change in the National Football League. Joining us at our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, two-time Super Bowl champ, Chris Hoke. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
You know, we look at these moves that are being made and forget where these guys are going. Let's look at what's left behind. I mean, the Steelers literally have lost two of the premier players for the team over the last few years in the last week, with Antonio Brown going to Oakland and now Le'Veon Bell going to the Jets. I mean, is this devastating for the Steelers?
Well, I don't know if it's devastating for the Steelers, but absolutely they've lost two of the best players in the NFL. And that can rock a lot of locker rooms in the NFL. But they still have a lot of talent down there on the south side, guys. They have a great quarterback, a Hall of Fame quarterback. They got a lot of young players that are really, really good. They got an offensive line who's the best in the NFL, a defense with a lot of talent that just got to continue to come on. And I think they're going to be okay. I was talking to my wife yesterday, and I said, you know what, it'd be funny if they went out and won the Super Bowl without Le'Veon Bell, without Antonio Brown. I still think it's within their grasp.
Well, you know what? The team that won this year did it without them.
Yep.
Well, that's a very good point.
They did. You know, it's just amazing, though, how many moves. Look at the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if anybody's had a better offseason than the Cleveland Browns this year. And this AFC North is rounding out to be a very tough division.
Well, it seems, Chris, that for Steelers fans who think, as you just mentioned, the loss of those two great players, and there's no question those two could play football, but maybe the loss of the drama that came with it will benefit the team and offset that.
It will. You know, I've always been of the mindset that, listen, all the drama that goes on out off the field doesn't affect you. Because my mindset was when I took the field, guys, I was just concerned about getting in the huddle, getting my call, the huddle break, looking for my points, looking for going through my steps and my process of every play. And nothing else was on my mind. But there was so much drama that it was really affecting this team, and they weren't preparing right. They weren't getting ready for the games and playing the way that they should have played, especially down the stretch. And to have a lot of this drama gone, it can reset that locker room and be focused on winning again and focused on what's most important. It's coming together and putting together a championship quality team.
Well, you say reset the locker room. Let me ask you this. Does Mike Tomlin need to hit the reset button and be a different coach than he has in the past?
Well, let me say this. Different coach, I don't think a different coach. I think his approach has shown that he can win. I think there are some tactical strategies in terms of how he manages the locker room and the players that he will reevaluate. He's a very smart man. He's a very good coach. And he has very high EQ, emotional intelligence, where he can read people. I think, you know, he might have gotten caught into lulled into some complacency in terms of how you manage the players. And I know that he will do the right thing and make the proper tactical adjustments so that they can reel him back in and get this locker room headed in the right direction.
Well, it would seem now, without some of that drama, that people can just go back to being normal, more or less, instead of walking on eggshells all the time, afraid to upset some individual players who then could upset the team.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. And you have these older players, but there's a lot of young guys there that are still impressionable. They can be reeled back in, and they got to come together as a team. I don't think anybody would argue with me that this has been a team filled with individuals of late. And when you look at the teams that win, you look at everybody talks about the Patriots, the dreaded, hated Patriots, but they're a team. They have Tom Brady. Everybody recognizes one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But you know, you talk to people that are there, he is a team guy. And he does some things sometimes, but overall, I mean, people, the reports you get out of there, he's a team guy. And so, and down the list, I mean, and that's because Bill Belichick's fostered that team environment. And I truly believe that this team will get back to where it was in the 2000s when I was there and we were winning game after game after game, and just one of the best in the NFL for a decade. We were a team. Offense, defense, special teams, we were one unit, and that was the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they've got to get back to that.
Well, with Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. up in Cleveland, that's not two guaranteed wins anymore. They're going to have to be a team for all 16 games this season. We appreciate you getting up early with us, Chris.
Hey, guys, it's always great to be with you. You too.
And we know you're a part of this great organization, justserve.org, if you want to reach out. Chris, your inaugural podcast coming up soon, right?
Yeah, I mean, we recorded it last night. It was great. I was able to host it with a few co-hosts, and really just promoting justserve.org. It's a website or an app, too, that you can download on your smartphone where you can go and find opportunities to do service in the community and to lift and inspire others around you.
Well, Chris Hoke, the new Oprah Winfrey.
You've always done that, Chris.
That's right.
We appreciate
right.
you for that, too. Thanks a
All
lot.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great, great day.
You too.
Chris Hoke, justserve.org.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.